Listen to the voice of Kiri Takanawa, who at age 58 has achieved every success and honor one could achieve in opera, including being made a dame. That's Takanawa singing Richard Strauss. Next week, Kiri Takanawa makes her Washington Opera debut, singing the music of Samuel Barber and the words of Giancarlo Menotti. Kiri Takanawa is a New Zealander, half Maori by birth. Kiri, she explains, is her first name. It means skin, as in the skin of a fruit. And Takanawa, the name of a famous Maori chieftain, is her surname. New Zealand, she says, is noted for singers and rugby players, like the national team, the All Blacks, because, she says, a child in New Zealand is raised to do certain things.
When that child is born and it's a boy, it comes out and say, ha ha, that's an All Black. It's a half an hour old and it's an All Black, no matter what. You know, and if it doesn't get to be an All Black, it's a referee.
But how old were you when someone said, that's a soprano?
Oh, that took a little while, but I was three when I started singing.
You were three when you started singing.
My mother would make me sing in the car because I got car sick.
So your entire career can be attributed as a cure for motion sickness.
Most probably, yes.
Kiri Takanawa has been singing major roles in the world's most famous opera houses for 30 years. And despite widespread reports that Vanessa, the opera that she's come to Washington to sing, will be her last, she insists that reports of her retirement are greatly exaggerated.
The reason why people keep asking me if it's my last opera and when I'm going to retire is that somewhere along the line, a particular journalist, who I've fast forgotten the name, put down that this was the last, this was it, I was never going to do another thing. And I thought, hang on, he didn't ask me. I thought, you know, I was getting to a stage where I was actually cutting right down and that I would choose what I wanted to do. And so it stuck. And so now, of course, it's when am I going to retire? So I look at the person who ever asked me that. I said, right, you want to terminate my life? You know, to retire is to die.
So this isn't your last opera?
It is not my last note, no.
In fact, actually, do you know where you're going to be singing an opera next after this?
Not at this very moment, no.
There is no recording of Takanawa singing Samuel Barber's Vanessa. This is an orchestral version of a song from Vanessa, Under the Willow Tree. The opera is based on an Isaac Dinesen story, one of her Gothic tales. Vanessa has spent 20 years pining for her lover Anatole. Anatole turns up, but he turns out to be her ex-lover's son. Old Anatole is dead. Young Anatole seduces Vanessa's niece Erica, runs off with Vanessa, and leaves Erica behind to start her 20 years of pining. This is a role that Takanawa learned in just the past couple of years. When you decide, I'm going to sing an opera that I've never sung before, what is entailed? How much time? What do you actually do?
I took a year, a physical year to do it. I think I knew 2 years before that I was going to do it. And then, of course, like 3 weeks before I actually went on to my first rehearsal, I buried myself with the pianist, and we just did it morning, noon, and night.
That's for the last 3 weeks before you're going to come and join the production. But when you say a year before that, I mean, is it something that you're doing something with every single week, or you're coming back to every once in a while, or how much of a preoccupation is it?
The first thing I did was listen to the recording to see if it would suit me. And after that, I thought, well, there's parts of it that doesn't really sit happily in my voice, but it didn't matter too much because I thought the drama for it was so good. And then I just started slowly working every day, you know, 2 hours here, 2 hours there, and finally got it in. But it does take a while.
During that time, you're doing lots of other things.
Yes, and traveling.
And everywhere you go, you have something with Vanessa with you that you're returning to. It's your reading that you're getting back to.
Mini disc is a wonderful thing these days. You know, you just sort of plug it in. You've got not your pianist, but you know, you have to get away from the mini disc because it sort of boxes you in. You've got to get to the pianist and start making space, because this opera is all about the amount of space that you make around the music.
When you say that, you obviously know what you mean when you say you can't be boxed in. What do you mean though when you say you can't be boxed in?
You know, the first word she says to Anatole when he comes in the room, she says, "Do not utter a word." Now, the thing is, "Do not utter a word" is how it's written. So I sing, "Do not utter a word," and you go, "Anatole," and so you make lots of spaces and "do not move." So you have to make all that space in between it in order to make the theatre and the drama of it work. So you have to have your conductor on your side, and hopefully they will sort of
bring it
down. What
does it mean you have to have the conductor on your side? What do you mean by that?
Well, haven't you heard some stories? They're not always there, you know, they're sort of normally buried in their score. And you say, "Excuse me, I'm up here."
And what is it that you're asking for? Well, you want the conductor to be on your side.
Pianissimo, basically. And there's a lot
of those. Keep it down. Hold it down there, guys.
Get that orchestra gone, yes. Please, sir.
I'd like to be able to be heard when I sing.
There are several ways of asking a conductor, and I've been incredibly lucky with conductors that I've known. But, you know, you can't just go down and smack him over the head and say, "Excuse me, you're not listening to you." You've got to really work at it to get your conductor to bring it down, because it is, in this my case, very, very low in parts of my voice.
But opera singers have been known to hit the conductor over the head and say, "Come on."
Well, you know, sometimes we all get sort of a little bit hyped up, and our ego gets too big for ourselves, and we do think we're better than we really are. And that doesn't always work either. You really have to sort of take him into a quiet room and say, "Please, I really beg of you, please help me." And they normally always listen. I mean, they're not silly. The opera's the first thing that comes, you know, for us. It's the most important part of what we're there for.
Opera recently made, by my count, its lone annual appearance on American network television in the Miss America pageant. Invariably, once a year, one contestant, this year I believe the winner, sings an aria, a rather popular aria from some opera, and that's it. That's the only appearance I can hear on network television in America every year of opera, which, on the other hand, at least some thousands of people are flocking to go see and hear. And
They are there, but for some unknown reason, I don't think there's enough scandal in it, or, you know, enough drug taking. Maybe we should
that
all just...
That must be it. You think that opera lacks a certain trashy tabloid quality?
I think it gets as trashy and as dirty as possible, and smoke the stuff you smoke and drink the stuff you drink and fall over on the stage and, you know, go and beat up the orchestra if you want, if that's what you're supposed to do, and then cover yourself in tattoos. Could be excellent. Cross dress, you know, red hair,
body piercings.
Oh, everything. And I mean, where would we be? We'd be a laughing stock.
Well, Dame Kiri Takanawa, thank you very much for talking with us.
Great, thank you very much. Great pleasure.
Starting next week, Kiri Takanawa sings the role of Vanessa at the Washington Opera. Here she is singing Puccini.